Well, good evening. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Nick, and I am the lead pastor here of Bourne Baptist Church, and it is my privilege to be speaking this evening. But I also want to just say welcome. I'd like to extend my welcome. It is lovely to have you here this evening, and I do pray that as you join with us as we sing carols, you would sense the expectation of Christmas. This evening, I'm going to be just briefly talking about Born a King. Born a King. But before I do, just want to say a couple of things. Firstly, this is the beginning of our Christmas services. We've got our carol service today, as you're in now. Then we've got on Saturday next week, a more reflective service in the evening at 7 o'clock. If anybody feels, actually, I want to come to that, that's going to be a bit more reflective and quiet, a time to contemplate and maybe just consider the year that's gone and the year that's coming. And then on Sunday, we've got our nativity service with the children are involved in that. So you'll be very welcome to join us with that. And that is at 10:30. And then we've got Christingle on Christmas Eve at 4:30. And then following that, Christmas Day at 10 o'clock, we come together and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Okay. I've got a giant advent calendar with me this evening, as potentially you've seen. It's not too little. Hopefully you've seen. It's only got four doors, though, so it's only going to take us not very long at all to go through. But this evening, I'm going to be talking about Born a King, and I've got some pictures that I'm going to reveal to you and talk about them. So I'm going to open the first door. Hopefully you can see it. There's also it will be on the screen as well. Okay, first, Elvis, born January the 8th, 1935, given the name Elvis Aaron Presley. But he wasn't a king until he became famous. And then he was called the King of Rock and Roll. That's a bit before my time. And a bit more. But he is known as a king, but he wasn't born a king. Then I'm going to open my next door, which I think is number 11, so I'm going to give it a go. It is. One thing I'm going to do is turn it on. There we are. Hopefully you can see it a bit better. So, who's that? Any ideas? King Charles, yes. King Charles was born 14th of November 1948, given the name Charles Philip Arthur George, and when he was born he was Prince Charles of Edinburgh. So he wasn't born a king. Yet, when his mother died, he was crowned king. So that is another king. Now I've got another one. Now some of you may not know this person, but I'm hoping there is somebody young enough and trendy enough. Because I only found out because I sort of put it in the internet and it came out. So let's try. Here we go. Who knows who that is? Any ideas? Oh, well done, Finn. LeBron James. Okay. LeBron James was born on December the 30th, 1984, and was given the name LeBron Raymond James. But in playing basketball, he plays basketball, doesn't he? You think you can probably tell that by the fact he's wearing a Lakers top. So he plays basketball, and he's known by his fans as King James, because he, for them, is amazing and really good at the game of basketball. So, these guys, born king, not. Made king, yes. In name. But this evening, I want to open a door and reveal what I believe, someone who was born a king. Born a king. I believe Jesus was born a king, and we can see that through our readings, through what we've sung in our carols. From his very birth, Christ was recognized as king. Something about him inspired allegiance, loyalty, and homage. Wise men brought him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Shepherds fell down and worshipped him. And angels, knowing more than men that he was truly a king, became celestial minstrels before his manger throne. Herod, realizing that there is never room for two thrones in one kingdom, sought Jesus' life. Tonight, as we acknowledge that Jesus was born a king, I want to suggest that he is a king like no other. A king like no other. His kingship can be seen in three P's. The first P is that he is perfect. He is perfect. King Jesus is perfect in his character. There is nothing unkind, proud, rude, selfish, grumpy, or mean about Jesus. He has the most beautiful character. He has the most beautiful character. I want you to listen to some of these other words that describe him. He was compassionate. He was servant-hearted. He would serve people. He was loving. He was forgiving. He's committed. He's prayerful. He is gentle. He showed gentleness to people. He showed patience to people. He had self-control and he was humble. That's my king. That's my king. King Jesus is perfect in his character. King Jesus is powerful. Whilst on earth, Jesus said to his disciples, "With God, all things are possible." I love this time of Christmas. I love this season. I really do. I've got 6 Christmas jumpers. But that doesn't mean anything about... I love Christmas because it gives me the privilege to share about an amazing story. A story about a God who humbles himself, who confines himself in the form of a baby. What God would do that? You wouldn't make up a story like that. If you made up a story, you'd say this God came and, you know, stomped around and, you know, flames came out. You know, it'd be just that sort of thing. Not, oh, a little baby that can't control his bladder and stuff like that. That's not how you would predict a God who comes. Yet Jesus was. But he comes as a king. We can often find that the powerful kings and people on earth use their power in bad ways to hurt and control others. But Jesus uses his power to bless and to bring his good and loving purposes into our lives. King Jesus is powerful. And lastly, King Jesus is present. His last words on earth, recorded in Matthew 28:20, were, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So unlike other kings, we don't have to make an appointment to see Jesus. You don't have to go through someone to get to him. Can I see him on this day? No. He has promised to never turn away anyone who comes to him. John 6:37. And so we can rely on him. He is always available to help us and lead us on the right path. King Jesus is present. King Jesus is perfect, is powerful, is present. He was born a king, yet died on a cross. That's the king he was. A king willing to give himself for those he loved. This baby, born at this, we celebrate, but he was born a king. And I believe it's not just a really nice story. It is real. It is true. And it is a challenge for us all. Because we all like to be our own king. I know I do. I like to make the choices. I like to make the decisions. I want to control. But when you say yes to Jesus, you're giving someone else control. But in doing that, I believe it is the best thing. It is the best life that you can have. I believe I'm having the best life. It's not perfect, but I've got God, and he walks with me. He holds my hand, and he directs me and leads me, even in the struggles. For the baby, born a king, was for me and was born for you. A simple story, but with great truth. Born a king. I want to invite you just to stop for a second, because in this season it's rush, rush, rush. Rush, rush, rush. Let's take a moment. Perhaps you have not really contemplated this story. We've got some of these flyers in the back hall. A story for the whole world. And I would love for you to pick one up and take it home. Maybe some of you here have been brought by friends who know Jesus. Or maybe you've come just because you thought, oh, you've seen it on our posters or anything. And that's great that you are here. I'm so pleased you're here, because it's lovely to have you with us. But my heart would be that we would all have an opportunity to at least consider this king and this story, because it's a story for all. It does require a choice to lay down your crown before the King of Kings, Jesus. So there are these flyers, and there are other flyers in the back hall on a table next to a big flag. So hopefully that will give you a bit of an idea where that table is. Please, this Christmas, perhaps take an opportunity to look at the real meaning for this season. Because it's a king, born a babe, who gave himself for this world. Let's take a moment to be quiet for a second. Father, I just lay what I have shared this evening before you. And I bring us as a congregation before you. And I pray that you would search our hearts. And for those of us that perhaps don't yet know you, we might look to this story in a new way. The fact that you came as a baby king, born king, not just to rule us, but to love us and to give yourself for us. So Lord, I pray now for the people in this space, for those that don't yet know you, you would meet with them and they with you. Amen. And if you'd like to talk more about this, I am available after the service. I'll be at the door. And then I'll be in the back hall, or there'll be others in the back hall who would be willing to talk about their experience of faith and this baby born a king and what difference he's made to them.